Good morning. Our Buddhist temples in Hawaii are now entering the season of Obon, and we are all beginning to get ready for this important Buddhist observance. Obon is very important in Japan, as it is now in Hawaii, because it allows us to remember family members who are departed, but who, we realize, have made our life possible now. Like most Japanese traditions, it has a strong focus on the family. But what really is Obon? As Jodo Shinshu followers, it is very important for us to reflect on Obon in a way which is in accordance with the unique Buddhist understanding of Shinran Shonin, especially for we who are living here in modern America, where the cultural traditions and history are quite different from those in Japan, and also in this modern world, in which we no longer really can have the simplicity and innocent viewpoint of our grandparents and great-grandparents. Shinran's teaching is actually a return to a very direct and pure kind of Buddhism. For Shinran, the Buddhist teaching, the Dharma, is something that kind of shakes up our ideas about ourselves and our way of life. When a person, such as you or I, encounter the Dharma, we naturally find ourselves reevaluating all of our comfortable ways of thinking about ourselves, our family, our society, and our religion. This reflection is a kind of mindfulness. Without mindfulness, practices and observances may delude us into a false sense of our own rightness and goodness, and these delusions can lead us to deepen instead of to transcend the limitations, fears, and sufferings of life, and also can cause harm to others. For Shinran, all practices are expressions of gratitude for the great compassion we all receive equally. Of course, the festival of Obon, the Bon dance, which is called Bon Odori, Hatsubon, the first year Bon service, and Bon Mairi services, are an almost inseparable part of Buddhism in Japan. But I want to clarify that Shinran himself never mentioned or assigned any special significance to Obon, or indeed any other kind of Buddhist observance. As he says in Tanisho, I, Shinran, have never even once uttered the Nembutsu as a way to care for my dead parents. The reason is that all beings have been my mother and father, brother and sister, in the timeless process of birth and death. When we attain Buddhahood in the next birth, we can save all of them. What Shinran says here is very profound. He is telling us that praying for our departed parents and family members is really a form of self-centeredness. Does that surprise you? It is so because, he tells us, ultimately we are all part of one family. All beings, he says, have been and will be my mother and father, brother and sister, in the timeless process of birth and death. Our concern must be for all beings, not just ourselves and those people in our biological family. The words Namo Amida Butsu are not recited to fulfill our personal desires, but to express the path of awakening we are all seeking to follow. The word Amida means boundless and infinite light and life, the oneness of life that we are all part of. Buddhism teaches us that we cannot attain happiness, fulfillment, or success for ourselves alone, because all life is one. My happiness depends on your happiness and on the happiness of all beings. I cannot be truly happy while others suffer, nor can others be happy while I remain in ignorance, dominated by blind passions. We must strive for the happiness of all. In the mythical story of Obon, which is found in a Buddhist scripture called the Ulambana Sutra, we are told that an enlightened monk named Mahamoggallana had a vision of his mother suffering in hell. Mahamoggallana's mom was suffering for being, we are told, gluttonous and greedy in life. So now she was a hungry ghost. Hungry ghosts can never satisfy their hungry desires. Her son was really upset and wanted to help her, so he asked the Buddha for guidance. The Buddha told him to make offerings to all the monks in the Sangha, and their combined efforts as a result of this would free his mother from this suffering. So he did that, and she was, in fact, set free. From that time on, we are told by the sutra, it became a tradition to make offerings to the monks at this time of year in order to help loved ones who might be suffering in the next world, and, of course, to support the temples. In Japan, Obon was designated by Prince Shotoku to be the 15th day of the 7th lunar month, which translates for us to be about July 15th. The belief in Japan is that the ancestors return at this time to help their descendants in their labors in the rice fields. In spring, they bring rain and fertility for the crops. Then, according to Japanese folklore, after the festival, the ancestors return to the other world where they reside. The lanterns that are so familiar to us are actually symbolic and are meant to be the guide back to the other world. However, for Shin Buddhism, memorial services and Obon services and other rituals are not central to our doctrine or theology. When the 12th abbot Junyo brought the Obon festival into Shin Buddhism, the original Bon story was not incorporated, and a specifically Shin Buddhist meaning was given to the festival. That is why we, in our Honganji temples, we don't, or at least we shouldn't, make Obon offerings with the intent to help our loved ones in the next world. Our way is to trust Amida's compassionate vow, which embraces and sustains all beings without exception. Our offerings are made out of gratitude. For a Shin Buddhist, Obon is simply another opportunity for hearing and reflecting upon the Dharma. By remembering and expressing gratitude for the life we have received from all our loved ones, and really from all beings, for we are all one family, we can appreciate the preciousness of this life. And really, it is only by awakening to appreciation of life as a gift which I receive from all beings that I am able to truly appreciate those who are close to me. During this Obon season, temples throughout Hawaii will observe their Hatsubon services, Bon Mairi services, as well as Bon dances. The Bon Odori, the Bon dance, reminds us of the oneness of life. Everything and everyone in this world is connected together in a continuous movement of growth and change. The Bon dance, with its graceful circular movements, dramatizes the living of life itself, the circle of life, joining all of us in the universal harmony of the dance, just as the infinite wisdom and compassion of Amida embraces all of us equally without any conditions. The Bon dance expresses the truth of interdependence and is a yearly reminder that we, the living, are able to dance now because others have danced before us. But it is our everyday life itself which is really the true Bon dance. Living in oneness with all life, we are able to treasure every moment of life that we are receiving now from countless other beings and from everyone who has gone before us. And we naturally learn through this to desire, to wish for the happiness and fulfillment of all beings everywhere. So, while you dance this year during your temple's Bon dance, please enjoy yourself. But don't forget that this dance is only really a reminder of the true dance, the great dance of life. So thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.